The following program is sponsored by the friends and partners of Family Face Ministries.
Welcome back to the Revolutionary Family with Dino. I am so excited you're listening today so you can learn with us how to start a family revolution in your home. Like always, I'm here to share biblical tips on how to strengthen your family, your marriage, all those family relationships. Because this is the truth. God intended for families to be the foundational building blocks of society. And when families are strong, it propagates into the community, into employment, into churches. All those things get impacted for better when families are healthy and strong. And I'm excited to talk to you today about a new series of podcasts. We're going to talk about 10 principles for building strong families. And you might be thinking, oh boy, Dino, not another list of things I have to follow or I have to do. Well, I think you'll be surprised about this list. It's not a new list. In fact, it's an old list. It goes way back, thousands of years. This is God's list of 10 principles for building strong families. The 10 commandments. Yep, you guessed it. And at Family Face Ministries, we believe that the 10 commandments are just as relevant today as the time Moses received them from God up on the mountain. So as we look at God's word today, just let this get a hold of you and really speak to you. And you might already know these 10 commandments, but it's a good reminder, and we need to be reminded, and we need to renew our minds. We need to renew it over and over again. All right, so following these principles can really make a change. It'll radically change your life. This podcast is called The Revolutionary Family, right? And by definition, a revolution is a radical or pervasive change. So if you want a radical or pervasive change in your home, if you want a family revolution in your home, then follow these 10 principles and implement them in a relevant way in your family. And over the next few weeks and months, we're going to look at each one of the 10 commandments individually and spend some time going really deep into each one. So let's get started. All right, thousands of years ago, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, right, for his people to live by. But they continue to be relevant today, thousands of years later. They're the bedrock of Western civilization, and you can find evidence of them all throughout our society. They can be found in our judicial system. Yep. You heard me right. Our judicial system is built upon the foundation of God's Ten Commandments. And when you apply these to your family, they will make a radical difference. Because God gave them to us to be the foundation in our lives. gave us. The words which he commands shall be in your heart. Keep them in your heart. And then the number two thing is to teach them. And so I want to encourage you today, don't forget about the Ten Commandments. Don't just gloss over the relevancy they have in our lives today. And remember them, teach them. So think about this for a second. Why did God give us the Ten Commandments? He didn't give them to hurt us, but rather to help us. He didn't give them to hamper us or hinder us, but he gave them to release us to discover how we can really live life to the fullest. They weren't given to punish us, but rather he gave them to us to protect us. It's kind of like this, you know, in our house, we have a wood stove and we use it to heat in the winter. It, you know, helps supplement the furnace and heat the house. And we always have to remind the grandkids, don't touch the wood stove. It's hot. You'll get burned. And we tell them that to protect them, right? It's actually for their own good. And that's what God did with the Ten Commandments. He gave them for our benefit. And just a little reminder, every time God says don't in the Bible, even though don't is a negative statement, it's always given for a positive purpose, right? A lot of people have this perception of God like, you can't do this, or don't do this, or follow this rule, or, you know, but when God says don't do something, he's telling you so it can benefit your life in a very positive way. It's when you ignore his commands that the outcome's negative and your life will be impacted in a way that you won't like. Also, let me just remind you that these are not the 10 recommendations, right? So as today, as we begin along this journey, remember, these are not suggestions, they're the 10 commandments. And today's episode, today's podcast is going to be all about principle number one, commandment number one, a solid foundation. Now, as we begin to look at the 10 commandments, we should probably pay attention to the order of the 10 commandments, because it's not just random. They're not just in the order they're in by chance. They're in the order of importance, and that is exactly the order we need to be remembering them. And the first one is really the starting point of them all. It's the entry point into having a strong family. So are you ready? Here we go. Turn to Exodus chapter 20. That's where we can find the Ten Commandments. Beginning in verse 2, it says, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And then in verse 3, it says, you shall have no other gods before me. So there it is, the first commandment. God says, you shall have no other gods before me. Or in other words, put God first. You do this and you'll be laying the foundation for all the other commandments, and you'll be laying a foundation for a strong family. Let me give you a mental picture here. If you go to build a structure and you don't have a solid foundation, what's going to happen, right? I've seen it. We live on a farm. I've had to put up these small shelters, like little mini barns in the field for our sheep and our goats. And the first one I built, I kind of rushed it. I was in a hurry to get it up so the animals would have cover from the elements. And when you're in a hurry, you know, sometimes you don't do things right. You skip a few steps, maybe cut some corners. Well, I cut a few corners. I skimped on the foundation, and it didn't take long until the rain washed out some of the soil around the foundation blocks, and then I ended up having more work on my hands repairing the foundation instead of just building it right the first time. It's the same thing with our families. We need to pay attention to the foundation we're laying, because if you don't lay the right foundation, it'll begin to crack and your home will begin to crumble. And if you don't have the right foundation, you get the idea. So the first commandment that God gave to us is the foundation that we need to have if we're going to build strong and healthy families. And think about this. God put the first one first because it's the most important one. You shall have no other gods before me. So what is the principle behind this commandment? We already said it. Put God first. Put God first in your life. Put God first in your family. There is not really any way around it. You can't just get kind of serious about God. The number one priority in your life needs to be God. And if you put him first in your life, you'll have an incredible foundation on which to build the rest of your life. Okay. So what does it mean to have no other gods before him? No other gods. Maybe some of you are thinking, well, Dino, I thought there was only one God. Well, sure, yes, there's only one true God, but the reason God wrote this is because there are other gods with a small g in our lives that will try and dominate us, right? It could be anything that's controlling you. It could be a career. It could be another person. It could be something that you do for recreation. How about your kids' sports or extracurricular activities? Those are the things that he's warning us about. It could be anything that you put ahead of him, or that you value more than him or give more time and attention to. So we really have to ask ourselves, do I really put God first? Is he the one that I live my life for every day? And I gotta be honest with you, today, families are falling apart faster than we can put them back together. Marriages just disintegrating. And the reason is people are ignoring these Ten Commandments and this foundational one about putting God first in particular. You see, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many cars you have or how big your house is or any of that stuff, right? How many things you have. If you don't learn to honor God as mom and dad, and if you don't disciple your kids and pass that on to the next generation, then you're building on a foundation that's going to come crashing down. And families need to be aware of that. When you put him first, he'll honor that, and he will direct your paths. He'll take your efforts and your endeavors and make them successful. All right, let me switch gears a little bit here. We always like to give you some practical ways to apply biblical principles. So let's look at a few. Let's start talking about putting God first with our schedule, how we use our time. Do you make the most of the time you have? Are you using your time effectively? Probably most of us don't, right? So, you know, one thing you can do is ask God to help you use your time wisely. Don't waste a moment, right? And another thing you can do is start your day with time alone with God. Put that first. Talk to him. about what's going on in your life. You know, you can, the Bible says, cast your cares upon him and he will care for you. Do this first thing. First thing in the morning, get out of bed, spend time with God. And if you do that, your day is going to go so much better. Your normal daily routine is probably a lot like mine, filled with a list of things to do. I have to wake up, do the farm chores, make sure the animals are fed. I have to go here. I have to go drive to my job. I have to call this person, that person, go to this meeting. We all have to prioritize what we're going to put our focus on for the day. So put God at the top of that list and make him first in your schedule. Okay. Next practical idea. How about we talk about putting God first in your finances? And you might say, Dino, don't go there. Yep, I'm going there. You know, the room always gets real quiet when we talk about finances. Good thing there's no one here in the room with me. This one might just be the hardest area for people to put God first. So let's take a look in the Bible again. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, it says, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. God says, put me first in your finances with your first fruits, and there will be good results. Give me the first part and watch me bless what you still have. The way we spend our money says a lot about what's first in our lives, right? You want to see where a person's priorities are? Look at their bank statement. It'll be very telling. And we don't give to God because he needs it. He's the one who gave it all to me in the first place, right? It's all his. God owns everything. I'm just a steward of what he's given me. And he says, give me your first fruits. If we really, really want to build our homes the right way, on the right foundation, give them your first fruits. And let your kids see you doing that, right? Teach your children to be givers. When our kids were just little, Jody and I taught them at a very early age that we give our tithe, our first 10% to the Lord. Then after that, you know, they could put some in savings and have some to spend. Okay. Next on the list of practical putting God first principles is putting him first in your relationships. Proverbs chapter 12, 26 tells us the righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. Again, you can tell a lot about a person, what somebody's really like, by the kind of relationships they choose. Are you choosing the right relationships in your life? Are you hanging out with the right people, becoming friends with the right people that are influencing you in the right direction? What do friends have to do with putting God first in your life? Well, the way it works is we become like the ones we are around. And so if you spend a lot of time around people who really don't put God first in their lives, eventually that's going to begin to influence you. I don't care how strong you think you are, it will begin to have an impact. Think about this. It is easier for someone to be pulled down than it is for someone to be lifted up. Physically, this is the case, and it's a great mental picture to compare to. It's similar in our relationships. We can be easily lured away from putting God first. There might even be some relationship that you're in right now that might be pulling you down, and maybe you need to let go of it. Maybe some people in your life that you need to not spend so much time with, right? Maybe some people that don't share your values, especially when it comes to Jesus, right? If Jesus is going to be first in your life, then you're going to have to be watchful about the ones you spend your time with. Okay, moving on down the list, another way you can put God first is in your interests. So the hobbies you have, the things you do for fun, right? Your recreation and your amusement, don't leave God out of these. You can do all for the glory of God, just like the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians. You can bring God into everything you do. When you go on vacation, when you're riding dirt bikes, don't leave God out of it. When you go on a hike, when you go hunting, you go fishing, take Jesus with you, right? When you hit the gym or you go play baseball, do it all for his glory. Another way you can identify a person's priorities is to observe what they get excited about, right? Maybe you get excited about sports. Like me, I'm a hockey fan. So I get into a good hockey game and I get pretty excited. But think about this. Are you getting excited, just as excited about the Bible? Are you getting excited about Jesus? People will get together and talk for an hour about sports or their car or their favorite hair salon, but they can't talk about Jesus for 3 minutes, you know? So just something to think about. All right, and let's move on to one more way to put God first. Let's talk about putting God first when there's trouble. Everybody has trouble at some point. When it comes your way, do you put God first? When you face a surprise pressure or an unexpected problem, when crisis comes in your family and into your marriage, where is it that you turn for help? I can tell you what your first reaction should be. Turn to God first. When you're struggling and you don't know what to do, prayer should not be your last resort. It should be the first thing we do. Prayer should be like this reflex, right? It's like it needs to be a reflexive action we take when trouble comes. Maybe you're struggling with your boss at work. Take it to God. He can do amazing things to solve your problems. When things get tough with your spouse, when your child messes up, when someone has something going on physically, right? Our help comes from the Lord. And this one, train this one to your children. When our kids were much younger and one of them would be scared, what did we do first? Jody and I would pray with them. When they got a boo-boo, we didn't run for the Band-Aids first. We prayed first. And pretty soon, that just became natural for them to do it on their own. It was like this reflex, right? And I know I keep talking about how we can identify if a person is putting God first, but here's another thing to think about. Stop worrying. If you find yourself overcome by worry, that might be a warning sign that you're not putting God first in times of trouble. And actually, a cure for worrying is to put God first. So, there we have it. Several ways you can obey the first commandment and put God first. And as we continue on in our series about God's 10 principles to build a strong family, ask yourself, what am I doing to put God first in my life? He wants us to put him first because he loves us. And putting him first is for our benefit. So, thanks everyone for listening today. If this podcast was a blessing to you, please share it with others. Subscribe to the Revolutionary Family Podcast so you get notified every time there's a new episode. Because we want you to have a family revolution inside of your home and experience the blessed life. God cares about family. He cares about you. He loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus. So that's it for this week with Dino on the Revolutionary Family. Talk to you next time. Bye.
At Family Face Ministries, our mission is to restore the face of the family. That means equipping families with the teaching and the tools that they need to succeed. You can support that mission with either a one-time gift or by becoming a recurring monthly partner. Your gift today will help keep families together. To give, visit familyfaceministries.org/give or call us at 877-336-6540.